Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more health issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health. What she discovered is that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. Now, my dog, Phoebe, is the queen of our house, and I can tell you that her health is extremely important to us. She is a part of our family. I watched the video, y'all, and I was amazed by the things I didn't know that could impact your dog's health. This 20-minute video is packed full of tips that I've already started with my dog, Phoebe. I'm noticing more energy, healthier skin and coat. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/RLRC and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/RLRC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Louisiana, a man is arrested after killing a teen and dumping her dismembered body into a river. In Illinois, a man slices a woman's stomach open during an argument. And Woody has an update on the Charlotte officers that were murdered. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, May 2nd, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
It is Thirsty Thursday, and you are still on your traveling
time of year. And so we apologize, y'all, if the sound quality isn't as good as it is when we're in the studio. But, you know, doing the best we can, and hopefully it's vastly improved over, you know, from when we did it last year. But that's
it.
Show business. Yeah. But let's get down to some true crime time for Thursday. Y'all, we told you on yesterday's episode about the shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. I just want to give you a quick update. And the reason I want to give the update is to give honor or praise to the officers who were killed, and they just come out with three of the four officers' names, and I want to tell you about them real quick because I think it's important. And of course, we would never say the bad guys or girls. There were at least two shooters that killed all these officers, but we do want to give recognition to them. So three of the four law enforcement officers killed during a shootout Monday afternoon in Charlotte, North Carolina, have been identified. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department identified their lost officer as Joshua Eyer, E-Y-E-R, I hope we got it right. In the North Carolina Department of Adult Corrections, y'all, that's probation poll, identified Sam Palache and Alden Elliott as task force officers assigned to the U.S. Marshals Carolina's Regional Fugitive Task Force. They were killed in the tragic shooting. One additional victim, a U.S. Marshals Service deputy, has not been identified pending notification of family members. We are forever indebted to Officer Eyer for his bravery and ultimate sacrifice, the CMPD posted Monday evening. His life and service will never be forgotten. I served the department, North Tyrone Division, for 6 years and was a member of the 178th recruit class. The procession carried his body from the hospital to the medical examiner's office, and a video shared on social media around 11:30 p.m. showed he joined the NCDAC Special Operations and Intelligence Unit in 2013, and Elliot joined in 2016. The Department of Adult Corrections, they issued this in a statement. They both served years as probation and parole officers. They loved their work and were passionate about the roles of protecting our communities. Palacio is survived by a wife and two children, and Alden leaves behind a wife and one child. The shooting began, we told y'all about that, y'all, when they were serving a warrant. Initially, the one bad guy that they were going for was shooting, and as they approached, they killed him, and as they approached, somebody else from inside the residence began to unload on them. Tragic situations, and, you know, I don't know what to say about it. Hearts go out to all of them. You loved them, and it's such a fraternity or such a brotherhood and sisterhood when you're officers like that, and you put your lives in each other's hands every day. So it's not just, I mean, you hear about their young families who are forever going to be able without their husband and father, but now all these law enforcement agencies are hurting, and all these people are hurting, and their prayers and thoughts go out.
Sure do. And, you know, that those types of things. And of course, we here in the Baton Rouge, Louisiana area know what this is like. From a few years ago, we had a police involved shooting where several officers were killed. And it's a really a community, you know, the whole community hurts during that. And so our hearts and prayers go out to the whole Charlotte community. I'm sure they're all suffering right now over just a senseless act of violence, for sure.
Crazy. Yeah.
So we're going to go to Louisiana, and a 29-year-old man is in custody on suspicion of sexually assaulting and killing a missing woman he met online. Family members last saw 19-year-old Cheryl Turner on December 31st of 2023. She reportedly texted her sister, her twin sister at that, stating she had met someone in Ouachita and planned to relocate there. Once she made it to West Monroe, Louisiana, the sheriff's office said that Turner alerted a family friend. Then, on January 24th, a hunter discovered a dismembered torso in the Ouachita River. Investigators reported to the scene, collected DNA, and positively identified the victim as Turner. An autopsy determined she had been sexually assaulted and somebody had broken her neck. Her death was ruled a homicide, obviously. Further investigation revealed Turner was engaged in a romantic relationship over text message with a man later identified as Anthony Holland. Detectives found out Holland last spoke with Turner on January 1st. He picked her up from his mother's home in a black 2023 Toyota Corolla and brought Turner to Ouachita Parish with him. Investigators obtained traffic camera footage showing Holland's car near the location where Turner's remains were found several days before the discovery. Officials executed search warrants at Holland's home just last week and took him into custody without incident. Holland admitted to police that he killed Turner inside his residence during a sexual act. After killing the victim, Holland dismembered her body and placed the body parts in bags. He reportedly dumped the remains, the knives he used to dismember her, and her personal belongings in the Ouachita River. Holland remains in the Ouachita Correctional Center without bond on one count of second-degree murder.
Wow.
That's a bad one.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know. Again, we talked about so many times, cutting up a body, that's a serious task, you know, and if you kill her during a sex act, cut up her body, have a presence of mind to bag her and go throw it in the river, it's all wash away evidence and stuff. I don't know, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it
took so long, you know, was the thing for me. I mean, we're coming up on May and I guess police had to do what they do and investigate, make sure they had enough evidence, but I'm glad for the family and arrest has finally been made.
Right. Well, even after the arrest is made, they don't stop working. So hopefully they'll get everything they need to get that conviction beyond a reasonable doubt. It's horrible. Again, hearts go out to the victims. So,
yeah.
Well, y'all know I'm on the road and I'm back in the great state of Wisconsin. And I'm going to tell you a story. It's not a long one of a lawman that's now going to jail. Okay. So in Milwaukee, a former deputy U.S. Marshal has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for taking cheeky nude photos of sex partners without their knowledge. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that 49-year-old Timothy Mosley was found guilty last month. He was sentenced Wednesday by Milwaukee's County Circuit Judge Richard Sankovitz. Now, the judge told Mosley he wasn't being punished for engaging in sexual bondage, nor for what he called being an egocentric toad, but for crossing the line, taking photos of women while they were incapacitated with drugs or alcohol. And the judge also ordered that Mosley be listed in Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry for life. Now, Mosley apologized to court and says he truly believes he had the women's consent to take the photographs. Well, U.S. Marshal Mosley telling that in prison for the next 8 years. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
It's like, Dennis Perkins and Cynthia Perkins and Melanie Curtin and all that, that happened in Livingston Parish. But,
trusted member of the community.
Yeah. I mean, it's a career law enforcement veteran and a bad way kinky, right? So,
yeah.
You get eccentric toes up from the judge there.
Jesus. Well, we're going to get to Illinois. Let's go to Illinois. Right. And a man is accused of slicing a victim's stomach open during an argument.
That's not good.
He's facing a slew of charges after he slashed another man's stomach open during that argument on Saturday morning. This happened in Lake County, Illinois, and sheriff's detectives say a 23-year-old by the name of Anthony Osmina has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery in a public way, and one misdemeanor count of unlawful use of a weapon. Authorities say the charges stem from an incident that left a 24-year-old man critically injured. According to deputies, Osmina and the victim were in a car together when they began arguing. The driver of the vehicle eventually pulled over to drop Osmina off, but detectives say he and the victim both exited that vehicle. Detectives say an argument continued, and that's when Osmina pulled out a knife and sliced the victim's stomach open. The victim was injured so badly, get this, Woody Overton, part of his intestinal tract fell from the wound.
Gut hanging out literally, right?
Yep. The driver of the vehicle then took the victim to the hospital. That was nice of him.
Right.
Detectives were called to the hospital just before 9:30 a.m. that day when they learned that the victim was in critical condition and had been taken in for surgery. Osmina was then identified as a suspect, and detectives took him into custody at his home. Authorities say the victim's condition is improving, and he remains hospitalized. It's still unclear what instigated the argument. What could you be arguing about so bad that you slice another man's stomach open and his intestine comes out?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You know, it'd be, I think about cleaning animals and stuff when you get to that part of the body when you have to, you know, take the intestines out, how bad it smells. And this guy, I mean, I guess he did it, and then he's like, oh, shit. I'm going to drive him to the hospital, right?
Yeah, and it had to be sharp, whatever knife he was using, knife. Man.
Yeah, that's crazy. And he's lucky that he's alive. But I just drove through Illinois on the way up here, but I did not drive through this state. Hey, didn't you tell me you've been to Yellowstone before, like the park?
No, not Yellowstone. I want to go to Yellowstone. I've never been to Yellowstone. I've been to Alaska.
Yeah, that's what it was, Alaska. Right. Well, let me, I'm going to take you to Yellowstone, okay, in Idaho. And this has to be one of the stupidest idiots in the world. An Idaho man has been arrested after he kicked a Yellowstone bison in the leg while drunk. And this is according to the park ranger. They said Clarence Yoder, 40, of Idaho Falls, ended up injuring himself in the incident that happened near the park's west entrance on April 21st. Now, rangers responded to the area after receiving a report of an individual who harassed a herd of bison and kicked a bison in the leg.
Oh my God.
Now, they located the suspect's vehicle near the west entrance and stopped it in the town of West Yellowstone, Montana. Yoder was arrested and charged with, one, being under the influence of alcohol to a degree that may endanger oneself. That's the U.S.M.E.O. Two, disorderly conduct as to create or maintain a hazardous condition. Three, approaching wildlife. And four, disturbing wildlife. So they said Yoder sustained minor injuries from the encounter with the bison and was taken to a local medical facility for treatment before being transported to the jail. And I'll check this out. His homie, or maybe it's a female, the driver of the vehicle he was in, was identified as McKenna Bass, 37, of Idaho Falls, was also arrested and charged with driving under the influence, interference for failure to yield to emergency light activation, and disturbing wildlife. Now, yeah, you see the pictures in the park when in the bison or the buffalo come near the road and tell you don't feed them and shit. This guy decides he wants to get out and run with the buffaloes, right? he kicked one of them in the leg. Like, I'm going to tell you, buffalo.
That's smart.
You weigh 3,000 pounds, but I'm going to kick you in the skin. The idiot.
Yeah. You know, you see that with people and messing with animals, wild animals like that, man, them wild animals come back at you. So I've seen videos where they go to those safaris in Africa and stuff, and like a lion will be passing the little safari jeep, and people stick their hands out. I've seen them grab them. These are wild animals. They don't care.
That's right. Yeah. That is a lion, dude. That's a meat eater, right? You got to put your arm out.
Put your arm out. Yeah, that's like throwing a steak out there.
Yeah, well, so speaking of that, like in the National Park Service, they say when an animal is near a campsite, trail, boardwalk, parking lot, or in a developed area, give it space.
Yeah.
Naturally. stay more than 25 yards away from all large animals, bison, elk, bighorn sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes. And at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves.
Period.
If need be, turn around and go the other way to avoid interacting with the wild animal in close proximity. Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
You know what? Some idiots like this guy. I mean, hey, Jim, let's go to Yellowstone and let's get drunk as shit. And you drive, and I'm going to get out and chase the herd of buffalo and kick one of them in the leg.
Make for a great TikTok.
That's what they should have done, put it on TikTok. For real.
Look, people are especially notorious for seeing bear cubs and wanting to get close because they're so cute, right? But you get up close to one of those, trust me, if there's a bear cub, there's a mama close by.
Yeah, I was about to say, mama bear for a I say that about Cindy.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally, designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried AstroPro? It's faster, bro. Oh. All right? AstroPro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this. And you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use AstroPro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, planting my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. AstroProAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
AstroPro and go.
All the time, see mama bears, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I want to meet a mama bear, grizzly, or a black bear. And I actually put out bait for or feed for a black bear yesterday. It was the first time I ever did that in my life.
Wow.
You know what the feed was?
That's what M&M's, I was going to ask.
M&M's and Sour Patch candies and
really.
And I was like,
same stuff I like.
I was like, send that home with me.
And,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm gonna kick a buffalo in the leg.
Yeah, yeah, not smart.
When that one said, "There's a wolf Tatanka."
Tatanka, buffalo.
Yeah, buffalo Tatanka.
Dances with wolves. Yeah.
Anyway,
well, we're gonna go to Texas, And we're going to tell you about a Houston man who is facing charges of attempted indecent assault and multiple unrelated possession of child pornography charges after he was accused of putting his genitals in food at the restaurant in which he worked. Othello Holmes, 27, was accused by the owner of the Houston restaurant of placing his genitals on open food items. The owner actually alerted local authorities, and a manager showed officers video footage showing Holmes placing his balls on the food. You can't make that up. Why, dude? Why? That's the biggest question.
I don't know.
Holmes was arrested, and he was charged with attempted indecent assault. Don't sound like he attempted it. Get this. In a later interview with investigators, can you imagine interrogating that guy? He admitted to placing his genitals in jelly. Holmes also told investigators that he had these urges frequently and had a history of sexual offenses and needs help.
Oh, my God. Every place they ever worked, he's throwing out and gagging your mouth right now.
Yeah, what is wrong with this guy? We took immediate action by shutting down our establishment, cleaning the entire space, et cetera. That from the owner. And they also have worked with the security team to enhance their camera systems. But, you know, shout out to the owner because, you know, it had to run through his mind. This is probably going to put me out of business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But he still did the right thing and called the police. Yeah,
he did it. And, teabag and jelly.
Teabag and jelly.
All kinds to make the world go round. That's the truth in this case.
I ain't never had the desire to do that. Never.
They didn't say, they didn't say the name of the restaurant.
They did. I left it out just because I figured, you know, the guy did the right thing, and I don't want to be spreading that, but it's easy to find.
You know what? They've got enough problems, right? Without spending on real crime daily.
That's right.
But he did the right thing. Well, this one, I'm going to take you to Los Angeles County. Now, this is, I guess we're doing stupid stories today. I don't get it. But so there is a left-wing Los Angeles County District Attorney, George Gasson, right-hand woman, is facing nearly 11 felony charges after state prosecutors say she held herself to confidential information about 11 deputies as far back as 2018 and took it with her when she left the sheriff's office to work for the DA's office 40 years later. Mm. Now, her name is Diana Turan, and she is accused of accessing a sheriff's office database about its deputies when she worked there and then taking that information when her to go to the DA's office to work for Gasson, who's elected on an anti-police platform. Now, under Gasson, she infamously used the improperly obtained data to assist, according to the California Attorney General's office. Now, during a controversial tenure in the DA's office, she used some of that information to help criminal defendants, right? And stifled, basically fucked up the prosecutor's cases, right? And, I don't get it, but a law enforcement told Fox News Digital that the case had been referred to the state attorney general's office due to a conflict of interest, indicating Turan remained the leader of the office ethics and integrity unit for months, despite an investigation into her own conduct. In that role, she was in charge of divisions that prosecuted misconduct allegations against police and other public officials. Now let's talk about that real quick. You're underneath a guy who ran. Now, that's not political. This is a fact. You know, that he ran, his whole platform was, I'm anti-cop. You bring in this lady. She stole information, and she is head of the ethics department, and she's cock-blocking prosecutors. I don't get it. But you know, because she, illegitimately accessed officer's files while with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And in March, the district attorney told Fox News again that Gonzalez sent an armed plainclothes investigator to intimidate her at her home after an unrelated whistleblowing incident. Then she came to the DA's office and used all that information against the officer. And in one case that another ADA prosecuted, she said a woman took a felony plea deal after breaking another woman's clavicle in a road rage fight and was involved in a separate use of force incident with the deputy while holding her baby. Now, Teron withheld the entire case file as well as video evidence from the DA's office, including the DA who was handling the proceedings in head body cam video that Sheriff Robert Luner later released of a DUI suspect. It can be seen arguing with the deputies who pulled her boyfriend over on a DUI stop and found the infant without a car and with a car seat or seatbelt. And the mother who was punched was a violent person and involved in multiple incidents, the DA said. But Teron wants to screw over the deputy so she made sure no one in the DA's office had access to the actual video, including the prosecutor. It's just, I mean, it just goes on and on how different things this lady did to specifically try to screw over the police.
And so, I mean, why?
I don't know, bro. I mean, you had the foresight to take this information back in 2018, and then you just want to, maybe you're just a cop hater. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, and it was 11 different officers, you said?
That's crazy. And there's a lot more stuff that she did in criminal cases and stuff. It's just shocking. But everything that she did was when there was evidence that cleared officers of these wrong allegations, which happened every day, and she hid the evidence to try to keep them in trouble. To figure it out.
There you go.
Figure it out.
Well, we're going to bring you a mile high crime today.
Oh, mile high.
A mile high. And this one involves Japan Airlines. Yeah, but they were in Dallas. They were going to fly to Tokyo. We'll start it out like that. It got canceled, though, after a captain got drunk at a hotel bar and received a warning from police. Japan Airlines reported that the captain dined in Dallas last week with other crew members. The airline said he then continued to drink throughout the evening in the hotel lounge where the crew was staying and later in his hotel room. At around 2 o'clock a.m., a hotel employee asked the group to be quiet, but the pilot's disorderly conduct prompted a call to the police. Police questioned the man and warned him not to cause any further problems. The airline decided to cancel that flight to assess the captain's physical and mental well-being. Which is professional speak for let him sober up. According to the FAA, and this actually surprised me, a pilot's ability to fly a plane, fly a plane is significantly impaired by alcohol abuse. It said the number of serious errors pilots commit drastically increases at or above concentrations of 0.04. So they've done studies on this, which I would imagine that's like a half a drink or something, 0.04 maybe.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's not even a half a drink.
Yeah, so any amount of alcohol is going to increase an error.
I traveled around the country before I started the podcast doing defense consulting work, and I actually had an apartment in Dallas, and because it was close to both where Love Field, where Southwest flew out of, and American base out of Dallas, the big the big airport. But anyway, I stayed in hotels on top of having an apartment, hotels almost every night, work on these cases all over the country. Well, most of the hotels I stayed in were right by the airport. And look, they come in there in their pilot suits and in flight attendants office. Hey, they be throwing down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're having my beer. They in there partying, right? And I'm like, I'm not flying with you fuckers tomorrow.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, I know they have a certain amount of hours. They have to be, quit drinking and all that. But yeah, but your body processes out one drink an hour, which is about 0.08 amount of alcohol. So you have to have so many hours off. But look, I'm telling you, because I drank quite a few with them over the year, and
they can put them down, huh?
Yeah, they can put them down. And then they're from all over, right? And then this guy's in his room throwing down, and the cops show up and, like, you got to hold it down. But somebody at some point dropped a dime to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's your mile high crime for today.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I'm gonna do one more. The last show I told you about really a mile high crime and a kinky crime. This one's not a kinky crime. We should come up like a different segment for these warnings that come out, right? So let me tell you about this. And some of this is gonna seem like common sense, but it's still pretty crazy. The home security experts say that proper landscaping, a reserved social media presence, and a hardwired alarm system are among the steps that Americans can take to best prevent themselves from being burglarized. As details emerge about a serial burglary ring that swiped more than $4 million in jewelry and valuables from a dozen properties in the Northeast. That's a lot of money, right?
Oh, yeah.
But Massachusetts State Police recently announced that four Rhode Island men with connections to a violent Providence-based gang have been charged for their alleged roles in 43 burglaries and break-ins across 25 towns in Massachusetts between 2018 and 2024. Now, investigators said the majority of the homes targeted were persons of Indian or South Asian heritage, as the suspects operated on the belief that their households were more likely to contain precious metals, jewelry, and other valuable heirlooms. Listen to this. Property reports stolen included many pieces of diamonds and other gems and studded jewelry with values of individual pieces up to approximately $75,000.
Wow.
Just one piece of diamond. So gold bracelets, necklaces, and earrings, large quantities of cash. And in several instances, the property had been secured in a safe weighing up to 400 pounds, which I have one of those, which the perpetrators removed from the residence along with the stolen valuables. And like I told you, it was over $4 million. So you look, this for real, they come out, home security experts and the police came out with these tips, which I told you, proper landscaping, like look at the shrubs around your home. And, try not to have shrubs that block your windows and all that shit. You kind of common sense, right?
Right.
So they can hide behind, et cetera. And there are four D's as it comes to protecting the home. It's deter, detect, then delay. So you have time to respond and police can respond and then defeat, right?
Yep.
So the second thing real quick is the hardwire alarm system. Why for that, y'all? Because if you're just relying on cell phone communication to send your alarm, then you could be subject to jamming or interference. These are not kids, y'all. They're robbing them. These professional criminals. They don't have access to that kind of stuff. The limited online profile. Well, that's kind of self-explanatory. I think it was one of the Kardashians who was online at a restaurant or something, waving around her big $1 million ring, and somebody saw it, and they were waiting for when she left the restaurant, and they robbed her of it, right?
Yep. So
don't be online, Jim Chapman, showing all your coins.
And also, I would throw in there, you know, when you post you're on vacation, and we all do it, you have to be careful with, make sure you make that just for friends and not public, because people are going to know you're gone and you ain't at the house.
And then, I mean, you're so right. And I always do it, you know, that, like, I'm traveling right now, but I can tell y'all, I got some mean ass dogs and people there that know how to shoot guns inside my house.
Right. Exactly.
And, speaking of which, I told you about my anchor safe, and I think it weighs like 600 pounds. It weighs so much that I had to have special delivery for it, right? The thing is, you can have a 600 pound safe. And if you don't bolt it to the floor or anchor it to the floor, the same people, you know, they have these $4, they can come in and get it, right?
Yeah.
And mine is full of firearms. So if you have one of those, take the time and use the cement anchor, the floor anchors, and drill it in and lock it down. And that's your safety tips for today.
I like that. We're going to have to come up with a new segment on that.
Y'all give us the name, suggestions of names for new segments. Because look, there's all kinds of shit out there that you don't think about.
That's right.
But anyway, interesting.
100%.
Another good show.
Another good show. And again, we apologize. We know the sound's not what you're used to, but we will be back and rocking on the next episode. So
that's right. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Again, best fans in the world. You've already proven that time and time again. We love y'all loving us. We love you back. And if you would go leave us a review and like and continue to share and all that good stuff, and check out the Real Life Real Crime community app, Real Life Real Crime daily page, where Jim posts a lot of these pictures and stories we're talking about and everything else and all that good podcast shit.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Elf.
For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.